You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Tuesday, January 2nd, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency. Jeff, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So how are things going? I know it's pretty early in the new year, but are things off to a good start?
So far, so good. It's right now is the calm before the storm. Usually, we have a slow time this part of the year.
How come it's so slow, and then when do things pick up?
They'll probably pick up towards the end of this month. When producers come in to sign up for the agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage program, a lot of them do leave the state and go to Arizona and Florida for winter. So there's not too much to do on the farm. There's really not too much. There's quite a few things to do here in the office, but we're just gearing up for that program sign up.
All right, so before we talk about that program, there were some county committee election results.
Correct. West Polk County Committee elections were tabulated on December 13th, and at this time I'd like to congratulate Ryan Tupa, who was elected to serve for the local administrative area, number two, which encompasses East Grand Forks, Fisher, and the Crookston area. Right now it's... I want to thank also the people who took time out of their busy schedules to vote, and Ryan for his willingness to serve as county committee in just a very important role. Ryan's replacing our chairperson, his name is Mike Bergeron, who served 9 years on the county committee. He reached term limits, and so once that happens, he's required to sit out 3 years. So we were fortunate enough to get Ryan to replace him.
All right. So congratulations there on that election result. And now the agriculture risk coverage and the price loss coverage. We heard you briefly talk about that, but let's go into a little more detail as to what that exactly is.
It's an important safety net for our producers. The 2024 sign-up has been authorized through a farm bill extension. We encourage producers to sign up as early as possible. Producers can sign up now and can always make changes before the deadline of March 15, 2024. So our plan was to re-enroll the producers, whatever elections they had last year, and email that out or snail mail out to the producers they can sign. And they have until March 15th to change those elections. They'll make things a little bit more smoother for at the end.
So what are both of those coverages?
Pretty much the safety net program for our commodity crops, our wheat, our corn, our soybeans. So when the target price is, when the commodity price is below the target price, there's a payment. Usually the payment runs in arrears because we have to see what the national payment rate is. For instance, if when we make payments in October of 24, it's reflecting crop year 23.
And are those the same thing or are they a little bit different?
They're a little bit different. One looks at the county yield and the other one looks at an individual producer's yield.
And then there are commodity loans as well?
Correct. It's a 9-month commodity loan, which is a great way to obtain some cash up front to help finance your operation. Commodity loan is also a great end of your tax planning tool, which we just came out of. So once you're ready to sell the grain, you know, the priority, once you're ready to sell the grain, the loan, there's 9 months to pay the loan, principal plus interest. So if you're interested, just give the office a call.
Who would benefit from a commodity loan?
Pretty much anybody that grows the crop can benefit for it. As long as you don't lose controlling interest of your crop, you're eligible for a commodity loan.
And it's a nine-month loan?
Correct. It's a the term of the loan is 9 months.
And is there any limit as to how much you can get for a commodity loan?
No, there's not.
And then the Emergency Relief Program for 2022.
Correct. This is we're continuing to accept assignments, and we'll provide assistance to producers that suffer crop losses in 2022 due to qualifying weather events. Track one, it's covering operations who had crop insurance, indemnity payment, or a net payment in 2022. A pre-filled application was mailed out to those who received an indemnity or net payment. Producers will need to complete and sign and return the form to the office. Track two will cover all other producers. Producers will use a benchmark revenue year and compare it to the disaster year, either from your tax returns or your expected production.
How come this is for 2022, and how come it takes so long to get that emergency relief program started?
Well, it's usually when there's a disaster program of any sort within USDA, we're always running in the rear. These 2022 payments will be issued pretty much within 30 days when the producer submits all his paperwork to us.
And then it says for qualifying weather events. So what does qualify?
Excessive moisture would qualify in this area. A lot of them are qualifying on excessive heat, excessive moisture. For instance, excessive moisture created a delay in planting and resulting in lower yield. We've seen quite a few of those. People are claiming drought, but unfortunately, for this program, West Bow County wasn't an eligible drought county based on the drought monitor for 2022.
And there are the two tracks. Can people apply for both tracks?
Correct. Yes, they can. In order to qualify, in order to participate in track two, they have to had to apply for track one. Even though they're not going to receive a payment per se, they need to still apply for track one just in case they do receive a payment. And track two is based on the 2022 revenue that a producer received.
And so,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And what we're seeing is 2022, as far as commodity prices, were really good for the producer. So we're not seeing too much activity on that. Based on that fact.
I was just going to ask, is there any limit as to who can apply for both track one and track two?
There's no limit. If a producer thinks that he had a loss in either of those tracks, you know, we recommend coming in and talking to us.
Is that the best way to fill out those tracks?
Well, track one is pretty easy. If you received a letter from us, just bring that information in. We'll go over the application with you, and you sign it and date it. Track two is a little bit more complicated because we're going to be looking at tax records.
And so how do people, if they want to get in contact with you guys to help fill out these tracks, how do people do that?
Call the office at area code 218-281-2809, extension number 2.
And then the timely report ownership and operator changes?
There's a lot of misconception out there that Farm Service Agency is hooked up to the Polk County Tax Assessor's Office, and that's not the case. Anytime there's an ownership change, unless the producer or the new owner comes in to inform us, we have no idea that of the sale of land has occurred. So we're asking producers who purchase new ground to come in with their grant deeds to show us that they're legally own that piece of ground. And for the farmers who rent from a new producer or rent from a new landowner, we ask that they also bring in their 2024 lease so they can properly document that they should be on that piece of ground.
Are there any other changes?
That's probably, when we say changes, it affects like all the programs we administer. So if a new producer is enrolling in a ground that's conservation reserve program, then we're going to need to update. It's sort of a domino effect. We have to go into CRP software and put the new operator on or the new owner on where they can be eligible to collect that benefit. And this program sort of cascades to the other programs when there's a record change. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're properly paying the correct producer.
How quickly do people need to notify these changes?
We would like to notify them within 30 days after it gets recorded down at the county office or the county assessor's office. But we can take them at any time.
And is that the same contact information as you provided earlier?
Absolutely.
And could you give that one more time?
No problem. It's area code 218-281-2809.
We are here with Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency on today's Valley Talk program. And, Jeff, you said it's a little bit of a quiet time right now, but things are going to be picking up, you anticipate, later in the month?
Correct. We're going to probably start contacting producers to come in and sign up for the 2024 ARC PLC sign-up. We would like to have a organized chaos, so it's a pretty once producers start making elections on what they want to participate in. It gets really crazy and busy around here. So we're just going to kind of ease into that program a little sooner than normal.
And when is the deadline?
The deadline to participate is March 15, 2024. And I'm starting to get used to saying 2024.
Yeah, it's good practice today, right?
Yeah, it is.
So while we're practicing about saying 2024, let's hop back again to 2022 with that emergency relief program one more time.
Correct. Okay. So in order to qualify for this program, you have to have an eligible disaster condition, excessive rain during planting time, push back the planting date, maybe some preventive planting is what we're seeing in the county. Track one is for crop insurance indemnity for a NEP payment that was received in 2022. A pre-filled application was mailed out to each producer who received a crop insurance payment or a NAP payment. Producers, pretty simple, read the form, answer a couple of questions, and sign it and return it back to this office. If you have any questions, you can give the office a call at 218-281-2809, extension number 2. And track 2 covers everybody else. Producers will use a revenue year and compare it to the disaster year. Information from your tax return or can be used as your. So this one is a little bit more convoluted. So it's best to make an appointment and we can go over that information with you.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Happy New Year, and look forward to speaking with you once again next month.
Sounds like a plan. Take care.
Thank you, you as well. So that was Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency on today's Valley Talk program.